jump to Kufav and Aleph Inmar. Okay? Kufav and Aleph Inmar. So the problem with this sugya is, I mean, you'll see, it seems like a discussion we already had. Remember we had a discussion about Mayim Rishonim. Mayim Rishonim, there was a question about Haran called. Well, both is about Mayim Rishonim and Nachron. But here we're talking about Mayim Rishonim. So what was the thing about could you use hot water for Mayim Rishonim, right? So the Braisa said you could use hot or cold. But now Rav Yanai came along, according to the first way of learning, he says, no, not Yatsa Elesbo. We meant normally hot water you could use, but not Yatsa Elesbo. The second Lashon said, Rav Yanai has nothing to do with that. Really, Rav Mayim Rishonim, you could use hot or cold, even Yatsa Elesbo, right? So it's Machokis and Gersos, at the end of the day, whether or not you could use water, which is Yatsa Elesbo, right? Hot water for a Mayim Rishonim. Okay? So now it's at Itmar. Idmar is 10th line of Kavav Manalas. Chamei ha'or. Let's say you have water which was heated up by a flame. Right? Chamei ha'or is in contrast to Chamei Tveria. Chamei Tveria are naturally hot springs. Water which is naturally hot. It's always hot. It comes hot. It's always hot. Intrinsically hot.
It can't become cold.
It could, but it doesn't because it always stays in those pools. I mean, if you took it out and put it in the fridge, it would cool down. But okay. I don't know. But the Chamei ha'or is water which is heated up, normal water which became heated up by the oven or whatever. Okay. So the question is, could you use the stuff for his name? So Chizkia Amar Einot Lomhem Liadayim. Rav Yochanan Amar Einot Lomhem Liadayim. Okay. So Machlokas, could you use his name for not use for that? Amar Rav Yochanan Shalti Yisrael Gilo Benosher Rabbi Veochol Tyros. But Amar Likol Galay Shol Gilo Olsem Kain. So he says everyone did it. Okay. Fine. Whatever. So he says everyone did it. So the question is, so what's the Machlokas here? What's the Machlokas here? So you right? Could you use the stuff or can you not use the stuff? So one may be inclined to say it's the same old Machlokas. Right. Same old Machlokas. So let's look at Rashi. So Rashi says, very funny Rashi, Einot l'mahem, mayim harishonim, upolig adilel, and it's arguing on the Gemara before, v'chizki atana, chizki is atana, chizki is allowed to argue on before. Okay, so he's arguing on before, he's bothered by how could he argue on before it was a brisa that said it. So no, chizki is atana, chizki can argue. Okay, chizki is allowed to argue. So the question. So what's the question? What's the question? So then the problem is if you just look at the Chesed, the problem is that why does Rashi have to say Chizki is a Tana and he's arguing? There, the Brisa was unclear. The Brisa just said that you're allowed to use hot water for Mayim Rishonim, right? But there's two Gersas. The Rav Yanai, who was qualifying the Brisa, is did the Brisa mean even the Yatzal Ezra, or it meant even not only not you know any water? Could you use the Yatzal Ezra or not? That was a question. That was a two gersos of what Rav Yanai was qualifying the Brisa. So the Brisa didn't necessarily mean you could use any hot water for my Rishonim. It's possible to say that to interpret the Brisa to mean that you're not allowed to use Yatzal Ezra water. So then why do you have to say that Chizki is in a Tana and he's arguing? Why not just say Chizki is going like the Lashon, the first Lashon, Lashon Nekama, which holds that you're not allowed to use Ma'al Yatzal Espo water for Mayim Rishonim? Why do you have to start making up that there's a whole brand new question? Chizki is making up his new position. He's a Tana, he's allowed to argue. No, he's not a Tana, he's allowed to argue. He's just siding like with Lashon Nekama. There's two Lashonos. So why don't you say he's siding like Lashon Tana? Tosa says that. Okay, let's look at Tosa. Chame or Chizki Amrein Olam in Dayim. V'yad Tanya Le'el Mayim Rishon Olam Be'im Chame and Son. I says before you let even the Chamen. He says Muki probably La Muki La. Yeah, Muki La Chizki Akelish Nakama Rav Yanai. The Le'el Kish Ein Hayatzal Ades. Right, and as he'll say, like that whole thing is only talking about Hayatzal Ades. That was the first Lashon. V'kana Rishay Hayatzal Ades Ban. And Rav Yanai and Chizki is talking about Yatzal Ezra. So you don't have to say he's arguing. You could just say simple that he's talking about the Yatzal Ezra, the case which the first Lashon held by. V'Rav Yochanan the Shariacha and Rav Yochanan who says it's mutter, the Lashon Basra the Muki Laf Bish Yatzal Ezra mutter. And Rav Yochanan who's muttering this boiled water, he'll say he's going like the second Gersa which held. That even boiling hot water, it's always good. He says, "Ubechinam, perish bekuntras to chizki atana upalag abaisanel." And for nothing, for ubechinam, for free, for nothing, Rashi forced his way into saying that chizki atana is arguing. What do you have to do that for? It's simply there's already been discussed. There's already two ways to interpret that brisa. So why does Rashi? Rashi knows that Gemara. That's what Tosfos is asking. I mean, it's a way of asking, but he's saying Rashi doesn't make any sense. Why is Rashi doing that? Why does Rashi have to say Chizki is Tana and Pali? Well, what's the point of that? Right? It's a good question on Rashi. I mean, it must be Rashi has a reason to say it though. just a pshat answer. I mean, I just think what he's saying pshat wise. I mean, we still have to give a svara. Maybe is that he means that the way Rashi interprets is that there is something difficult about Tosfos. What's difficult about Tosfos' way of learning is that when he says ein not lemechame or ein not l'indayim, he's restricting it to being mayim achronim. To being yatzal adespa. You're going to have to say that it's only talking about the case of yatzal adespa. Right? Because that's the case. So that's the only case where Rav Yonai says that it's possible, you know? That says he can't use it. But it could be that Rashi's learning that Rav Yonai holds chame'or. So I mean, the chame'or. It doesn't say it's necessarily boiling yatzal adespa water. So it could be, you could say, is that according to the way Rashi's learning, is that Chizkiyah, without qualifying it, he's saying Chamear, it's possible. So it doesn't matter, even if it's not Yatzal Espo, it's possible. In which case, Rashi's saying, well, how does he do that? The Brisa clearly said, you're allowed to use Chamin. And even if you want to say Rav Yonai, that's only Yatzal Espo. But Rav Yechizkiyah seems to be passing Chamin altogether. So to that, Rashi's saying, no, he's a Tana, Upali. He's arguing, even though that within Rav Yonai, within the Brisa before, there's a question: is could you use only any water, or even or Yatzal Espo is out? But no one there said that you could. Definitely, the Brisa didn't say you can't use warm water. And then Chizkiyah Zatana, and Chizkiyah's arguing and saying even warm water you can't use. Okay, if that's the way of learning, then what we have to define is why would you say you could use warm water? Or why would he say you can't use warm water? Why would he say that that's also outruled or not? So we're going back on this chame'ar thing. So you have a machlokas by chame'ar, water heated up by a fire, whether or not you could use it for my mishalim or not. Okay, that's a machlokas. So Chizkiyah says you cannot, Rabbi Yochanan says you could. Okay, so on the surface, one would be inclined to say this is the same machlokas between the Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra before. Because the statement there said that Mayim Rishonim could be with hot or cold water. The Lishna Kama said, not so fast. It doesn't mean any hot water. It means up until Yatzal Adespo, but Yatzal Adespo, you cannot. The Lishna Basra said, no, it means any water. Right? So that Machlokas was, could you use Yatzal Adespo or not? So presumably the simplest way to understand this Machlokas Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan is it's talking about Yatzal Adespo water. And therefore the Chizkiyah is going like the second, like the first Kirsa, saying Yatzal Adespo doesn't work. And Rabbi Yochanan saying the second Kirsa, that's why Tosfos learns, very straight and simple. Okay? But Rashi, for some reason, is forced to say that no, Chizkiyah, how could Chizkiyah argue on this other statement? He's like, look at the Tana, he's allowed to argue. But you see clearly that Rashi is not willing to say that Chizkiyah is just going like the Lishna Kama. Even though the Lishna Kama over there said that you cannot use water, which is Yatzal Adespo. So why is, so that's what says Rashi for no reason is forcing himself to say that Chizkiyah is arguing. He's a Tana, he's allowed to argue. No, he's not arguing, he's just picking the interpretation of Rav Yonai, the first interpretation. So why does Rashi have to do that? Okay? So we said on a Pshat answer, I mean, maybe you give different answers, but the answer we chose in Pshat is that it sounds in Pshat that Rashi holds. Yes, that even warm water. That chamin, it doesn't differentiate between warm or yatzal adespo. So the implication is that when Chizkiyah is saying that, it means all warm water. All chamin. Whether it's warm or whether it's yatzal adespo. That is not a shita in the Brisa. The Brisa doesn't have that. Even Rav Yonai, who's saying that you can't use yatzal adespo, but the Brisa says you're allowed to use chamin. So it has to be you're allowed to use something. So the only chlokas is, are you even allowed to use Yatzal Adespo, or are you only allowed to use warm water? But to say that you're not allowed to use any warm water, chame'ar, unqualified, that much, Rashi says that's got to be a machlokas. So Chizkiyah is definitely arguing on either way you want to learn the Brisa. Because Chizkiyah is saying, though, again, the way Rashi is interpreting is that he's not willing to say it's only talking about Yatzal Adespo. I mean, Tosfos is saying it's Yatzal Adespo, there's no question. But apparently Rashi's not, it's difficult to say that. So that's what we're saying. I mean, I don't know, right, but it sounds like, I don't see how you say, why is Rashi saying that? So it seems, let's go with that fact pattern, that Rashi's holding that according to Chizkiyah, you're even not allowed to use warm water. Okay? Even though it isn't. The question is, what's the svara then? Okay? So in order to do that, let's recall the svara we said originally about the machlokas, the two sides, because it's really like a three-way machlokas that's going to turn out. Because within the Lishna Kama, Lishna Masra, one Lashon, the second Lashon Haldi could use, the Rosh Hashanah could use any water. It could be Yatzalelespil even. The Lishna Kama says, no, you can't use Yatzalelespil water. Not any water, you can't use Yatzalelespil. And then Chizkiya is saying, not only that, you can't even use warm water. Right? So they really line up. So that being the case, well, let's remember, what was our svara from back, way back when? So we said, because the thing is that really, why was Mayim selected for an Atil Zidayim? Because Mayim is the substance which man washes with. That's why they chose Mayim. So now the thing is that man, in point of fact, doesn't wash with boiling hot water. He just doesn't do it. He doesn't wash with boiling hot water. So therefore, because it's like totally the opposite of washing. Right? You don't wash with boiling hot water. So he said, so the question is that when they set up Mayim for until Zidayim, because that's what man washed with. Did they simply say that's why they chose it? But halachically, they simply grabbed onto the universal Shemayim? Or do you say no? The universal Shemayim would be even boiling hot water, that's Mayim. Or do you say no? Is that since here the whole part, reason why they chose it is because of that's what man washes with, they have a separate idea of Mayim of Netilah. And since Mayim Yatzalespo is Mufka from Natila, so therefore they had to exclude, they said, no, it's only, can't be boiling hot water. They excluded that from the category. It's a separate idea of Mayim of Natila. In which case, you can't use Yatzalespo water, because Yatzalespo water is an objective character of water, which is, contradictory to the whole idea of Natila. So it boiled down to, again, is it a universal Mayim? Or is there a separate Mayim of Natila? Okay? But now you have a question within that, it would seem. We have a new idea that to push it even further and say you can't even use warm water. So the question is, what's that idea? You can't even use warm water. Okay, so what was the old idea? The old idea was the question altogether of whether you're allowed to use boiling hot water. What was that question? So because everyone agreed no one's going to wash hands with boiling hot water, it's crazy, you wash hands with boiling hot water. But what was the machlokas? The machlokas was is that the reason why they're choosing water here is because that's what people wash with. But did they simply say Mayim? Yeah, why did they choose Mayim? Yeah, because of washing, that's what people do. But what did they grab onto? They grabbed onto the universal category of Mayim. And you also dispose Mayim, everything's Mayim. Mayim's Mayim's Mayim, I don't really care. That's the category. The reason is because of that, but halachically they grabbed onto the category of Mayim. Okay? That was one way. The other way is to say, no, since the whole thing here is because of Mayim, because that's what people wash with, so therefore you go with the water that people wash with. And who washes their hands? It's boiling hot water. So therefore, you have to exclude boiling hot water. Right? That was the machlokas originally. Okay? So the slide that's saying that you're limiting water is definitely limiting it because of people washing. That's what people do. Okay? That's what people do. And people use water, the type of water people use for washing has to be incorporated into the thing. You can't just go abstract Mayim. That's not appropriate because we're talking about Natila. Okay. The question is, how did they do it? How did they take this a category which of Mayim and now say and redesign it or reshape it when it comes to Natila based upon what people do? How did they accomplish it? Did they say, what do you use for Natila's Mayim? That which people wash with. Like Max's first line. That which people wash with. So then it's only going to be cold. Because that's what people wash with, cold water. What do you say now? Is it really in principle he agrees with the first guy, the original Shita, which is that really they should grab onto the, why should they create a new category of the water which people wash with? That's a whole new category. You're making up like a new entity, that which people wash with. No, really they should grab onto the universal category of Mayim, right? But the only thing is that since the whole Mayim here is Mayim for Netila, so they're mafgia that which is anaroyal Netila. What does it mean? Is they grabbed, they took the normal category of Mayim. But they were mafkia, since the Mayim here is for a very specific purpose of Natila, so something which is anal royal in Natila, boiling hot water, which no one in their right mind would ever wash their hands with, they had a hafka of that from the Shemayim. So it's the ordinary Shemayim with a hafka of that which is anal royal in Natila. Or do you say no? That once you're already, that's already more complex. So what's good about it is you're maintaining the universal shame, but it's like an ad hoc thing. You're throwing in this hafka. He says, no. Better the other way is that they simply created a new category of Mayim. Well, the new category of Mayim is that which people wash with. Mayim of Natila. So that's, and then it's going to only be cold water. You know what I mean? So that's what, so the span of the Shittos, all of them, is the first Shitta holds, or I don't know which first, but the Shitta to one extreme holds, no. Mayim, what do you use? Mayim. It's a universal category of mayim. Okay, therefore it's going to be hot, cold, doesn't make any difference, whatever. The other shita is going to say, no, we can't use it. I'm going to the other extreme. That can't use mayim. Mayim is the universal definition, but here we're talking about netila. So they used mayim, shel, netila. They made up a brand new category of mayim. It's a whole new category. The question was, warm isn't a category? You're right, this is a new category of mayim. What's the new category of mayim? Mayim, shel, netila. What do you use here? The mayim of netila. What's the mayim of netila? Well, you have to look. What do people use? They use cold water. So that's it. So chameh or is possible. That's chizkiyah. The middle shita, which was the first one in the Raisa, says it's like a compromise. He says, no, that they really should grab onto the universal category of mayim. That's really what they should do. That's the way they did it. The only thing is that since they're using that category for netila, it would be inappropriate to use, or contradictory to the whole framework here, to be able to use something which is contradictory to netila. So they didn't say it's a new category of mayim and netila. It's a universal category. But since it's for netila, they built in a hafkah of that which is mufka, which is contrary to netila. So it's normal mayim with the exclusion of yatzalat espel. Okay, but so that, chizkiyah's chiddush, is that's why it's a chiddush, and I think that's why Tosafot is saying it's a big move. Chizkiyah, Rashi's positing that Chizkiyah is making a brand new thing. He's in a sense in his own camp because he's saying they're not using with the first two lashonos there. Basically, we're saying it's mayim. They chose mayim, the universal din of mayim. The only machlokas is were they mafkiyah that which is contrary to netila or the yatzalat espel. But Chizkiyah is a whole new thing. He says that they created a new shem mayim of netila. That's a whole new thing. And what's Rashi's indication for that? Because he's being medayik in the lashon, because he didn't say only yatzalat espel. That's what I was saying is that it's bechinam that you don't have to go so far. And it's true the lashon is harder, but you'd rather than posit this new chiddush about Chizkiyah, a new shita like that they're making up a new category of mayim shel netila. You'd rather say that really just fitting into that other shita that it's the normal mayim with hafkah. The lashon's a little hard. You're right, the lashon's a little hard, but I'm willing to posit a whole new category of mayim.